What's going on, guys? It's Parker with the Social Anxiety Remedy, and today we're going to be covering basically beginning the healing process and beginning the healing process of the social anxiety and whatnot. Because if you're kind of new to the podcast, if you're kind of new to listening to some of my stuff, some of my content, there's really two main steps. I kind of always hate saying the word like overcoming social anxiety, but I more so like the word reversal and starting this reversal process of social anxiety, right? And so there's two main, you know, steps within it. And so these steps would be, you know, the first of all is what we're going to be covering, healing. And then I think tomorrow I'm going to make a podcast covering the second step, which is embodying. Okay. So there's healing the trauma that we've gone through, the subconscious programming, the coping mechanisms, the triggers that we all have. Okay, healing those things that are stuck in the subconscious right now that are really running you. Okay, if you're listening to this podcast, every single person, you know, we all have a subconscious. Our subconscious is 90% of our brain. Our conscious is only 10%. So what our conscious brain does is, you know, it thinks, it plans, it analyzes, and it has the short-term memory, but it's only 10% of our brain, while the subconscious, on the other hand, is literally the entire thoughts that run you every single day. It's 90% of your brain. And the funny part is, like, we don't even know the things that are going on inside there, but they're constantly running. They're 9 out of 10, you know, they're 9/10 of your brain. Okay, so it's extremely important to first identify, you know, the things that are running us, these traumas, these negative experiences, and these negative sensations and whatnot, these limiting beliefs, these negative beliefs. It's really important to identify the unique ones to you so that we can then let them go, release them, and begin this embodiment process where we can now, you know, kind of take on this new ideal character and this becoming self. But I don't want to get too carried away with myself because I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. Okay, so right now I kind of want to go over, like, kind of, you know, the examples of a lot of things that happen when you begin this healing process. And I kind of went about it in a different way than this because, you know, when I was first really researching this stuff and I was really diving into, you know, evolutionary psychology, quantum physics, and a lot of other just kind of, like, I guess you can call it the self-help area, there really wasn't stuff like this for specifically like social anxiety. You know, there's therapy, obviously, but just to be blunt, you know, I always hated therapy. It didn't work for me. It never gave me just this like step-by-step formula to follow. Okay. So that really didn't work for me. And I knew that I could figure this out for myself. Like, I had hit a pretty low point in my life, as a lot of you guys know. And I was just like, man, I need to figure this out. Like, this, I realized that it was kind of in my own hands and that, you know, nobody else was going to fix me. I needed to do this. And once I kind of took on that mindset and that philosophy and that belief, a lot of things changed for me because I realized that, like, I was basically free. Like, there was nothing else. There was no outside forces like holding me back. It was all me. And once I kind of realized that, a lot of things changed. And that's when I started to see real growth and began healing from my own personal traumas and negative experiences that have happened, you know, to me. And so I kind of want to go about that process. And because, you know, when I was going through it, like I said, there was no step-by-step formula, okay, that I'm telling you right now. There's no, you know, subconscious releases of there's no EFT that I knew about. There was no, you know, meditation, guided meditations, embodiment, becoming new character, manifestation, visualization stuff. I didn't know any of that. And I kind of felt, I was kind of in a place between apathy and happiness. Okay, so that's kind of what I really wanted to touch on today. And the main goal is because I've been seeing this, and not just like, no, I didn't just see this in my own life. I see this in a lot of other people's lives. And it's not really my place to always come in and say that type of stuff. I don't really like going up to people and being like, hey, you know, you're in apathy, you're not happy, yada, 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 right? That would be super weird of me. So I try to stay out of other people's businesses unless they're coming to me like on the podcast and stuff like that, and content where I can really give, you know, my own personal experiences dealing with social anxiety. So like I said, I want to touch on apathy versus happiness. So there's kind of this scale of essentially like energies and, you know, levels of consciousness that every single person on this earth has. And apathy is one of the very bottom ones. And then, you know, happiness, joy, enlightenment, fulfillment, okay, that's at the very top of the levels of consciousness, right? And so the definition of apathy is basically like, it's like not caring, essentially. And it's like going about life where you're like content with nothing happening and you're content with like not living a fulfilling life, but just getting into the same exact habit and you're basically just being idle constantly. And this is something that I saw in my own life that I struggled with a lot because I would, you know, I'd be living at my parents' house or something like that. And I would just get into a bunch of these patterns where it was like, I would go to work. I had a bunch of jobs right after I dropped out of college, and I would go to work as like a valet, or I would go to work at like Nordstrom's or something like that. And then I would just be very complacent. I didn't have anything else going on in my life. Like I wasn't really, you know, going out and trying to work on my communication skills or anything like that, get in relationships, you know, have amazing friendships and have like amazing connections and whatnot with my life. And I was in deep apathy where I thought that I was happy. You know, I thought that just doing the normal everyday thing that I was doing was making me happy. But in reality, I was just, you know, in the apathy level of consciousness. And so I want to kind of like put this podcast out because of the fact that I've been seeing it so much, especially with COVID going on and, you know, the pandemic. And, you know, people are kind of stuck. And it feels like, especially as of late to me personally, that like, there's something going on. There's like a shift going on in consciousness where people are like, okay, like I need to get out. I think I saw some weird statistic the other day where it was like last month, the suicide rate was like the same as the COVID death rate. And I thought that was kind of crazy, but it's just right now your mental health is extremely important, and working on the healing process and beginning that process, like this is the absolute perfect time for it, because the embodiment process takes a little bit of work, right? There's no such thing as just, you know, snap your finger and you can start this reversal process of your social anxiety and start building amazing communication skills and, you know, eliminate the limiting beliefs that are holding you back and have a clean slate, right? There's no just easy snap your fingers and do it. But what you can do right now while you are, you know, not able to do all of the things that, you know, you used to be able to pre-pandemic time, right, is, you know, begin this healing process and do it inside of your house, because the embodiment process is a little bit of work, right? It's going out and it's like reaping the rewards of the healing process. And now you're going out and you're able to talk to people, you're able to have conversations, you're doing these exposure challenges. Like what I messed up with is, you know, learning this stuff, I didn't have somebody to like tell me what to do, like the step-by-step process to do it. So what I did, I was like, I need to jump into these exposure challenges. I need to start doing really hard things so that, you know, I can change my mind, right? I didn't realize that there is these subconscious releases and these different types of like hypnosis and meditations that I could do and detoxes that I could do to get my mind in the right mental state to then go out and then, you know, start this exposure challenges and start, you know, meeting a bunch of people and reaping the rewards of the healing process. So, you know, what I've been seeing with the difference between apathy and happiness right now, just like with the pandemic, is a lot of people feel like they are content living their life as like they go to work. Maybe they do work online and then, you know, they see the same exact people, they text the same exact people, they talk to the same exact people, and then they go to bed. And, you know, there's kind of two different ends of the spectrum. There's people who right now, like that's kind of their life and they think they're content with it, but in reality, they're in apathy. And I just want to warn you, if that is somebody that, you know, something that you've kind of been recognizing in your own life, that it's not happiness. Okay. It is not happiness. It is apathy and you're being idle and whatnot. And, you know, I always get off topic of what I really want to be talking about. That's just like how my mind works. But, like really, I was having this conversation. I was actually it was Coachella weekend last weekend. And me and my friends, we had gone to Villa for it. And then, you know, the pandemic happened. So we weren't able to go, Coachella, like the performances, they weren't happening. So we were like, you know, screw it. We got a bunch of villas already. Let's just go. Let's go have fun. So we did that. And we were talking about, sorry, I keep getting a text. I need to turn off my phone really quick. Oh, I got to grab my phone. Okay. So we were talking about kind of like the difference between, is happiness one of the end goals? Like, even though it's super high on the scales of consciousness and whatnot, like, is happiness that end goal? And I was kind of making the argument of, no, it isn't. And here's why. Okay, I've started to realize, like, I used to always, all I wanted in life, all I ever wanted was to be happy. Like, I thought that being happy was, you know, the end goal that everybody wanted. But I've, you know, come to realize, especially during the pandemic and kind of, like, working my ass off, working harder than I'd ever worked before in my businesses and whatnot, because I have to keep a lot of them, you know, afloat, is that, you know, every single day I have to do something that is not going to make me happy. Every single day I have to do, you know, something in my business, in my life, that I don't want to do. And a lot of times I'm not happy doing it. But it's kind of like this broader picture, because I know that if I do it now, that I am going to be happy, you know, the Parker 30 days from now. And I talk about this a lot within the embodiment and like stuff of that nature, and exposure challenges and scary things that we have to put ourselves through. I always like to consider, like, I'm not me. Like, I am not Parker, a static Parker right now. I am the Parker in 30 days from now, because, or in 90 days from now, right? Because the Parker in 90 days is going to be benefiting so much from the actions that I take today. And so that's kind of the argument I was making, that, you know, happiness isn't always the end goal, because it's more so like fulfillment and legacy and things of that nature. But I just want to see if that's something that you guys have been struggling with. I know a lot of people have been saying that their social anxiety has been getting even worse now with this thing going on. I've heard from other people that it's like, you know, I love it being inside, yada, yada, yada. But I think every single person, just human nature, we crave connection and we crave being understood by others. And one of the things that I've kind of been, I think, not addressing enough in the podcast alone and in my content is a lot of the communication skills. It's a lot of the building friendships, building relationships, connections with others, because that's, you know, the time that you spend with other people, the experiences that you have, the memories that you have, that's probably the most fulfilling and happiest that you're gonna be. And when you're lonely and when you're not able to share that with others, it sucks. And it's something that I had to have somebody kind of like knock me in my face and give me their life story, telling me about this, to make me really remember when I was going through this. And it was when I was really younger. It was for me when I was in high school, and I would walk around the lunch area and like I would literally eat my lunch in the bathroom stalls because I had absolutely zero communication skills. I was so scared to talk to people. I was so nervous of people judging me, and I really messed up, and I wasn't able to, you know, live that fulfilling life that I am right now. Back then, it took like a real punch to the face seeing somebody going through that right now that made me realize that I need to be talking about that a lot more. So that's what a lot of this podcast is also going to be. I can't wait till I'm able to go out and like, I've tried to do this already, try to like record myself doing exposure challenges and stuff outside, but it's pretty difficult right now when just like there's like a random stranger coming up to you. And like putting a microphone in your face and stuff like that with everything going on right now. So it's something I've had to hold off on a little bit, but I'm excited to start doing that and kind of teaching like the communication skills that took me a long time to learn, you know, the high status communication skills that I talk about a lot. And, there's 10 of them. And I have a really cool training that I just did. It's like a 30-minute video that I talk about each 10, the high status communication skills. And very, very soon, I'd say within the next maybe 5 days, the next 5 days, you guys are going to have those. You're going to have the ability to watch that video. And it's a really in-depth training on all 10. So you guys are going to love that. It's going to be awesome. You guys are going to learn a lot. So I really want to start focusing on that. But this video today, I really want to talk about, I guess it's already been, I don't know, probably 20 minutes already. My mind just like is so scrambled right now. But, you know, that healing process and kind of what I've noticed along the sides of conditioning. And I could talk about this. I could spend a week making a podcast every day talking about, you know, subconscious conditioning and, you know, the core beliefs that you have that are formed before the age of 7, all of these certain things. And then like also as you begin to start healing, you're kind of going to notice a lot of the emotional immaturity of like your parents and stuff like that. And it's like, you can't blame them and whatnot, but you start to realize a lot of things and you start to question. And like, that's, you know, I'm only 22 years old. So like I have a lot of learning myself to do within the parenting area. And like, I couldn't even see myself bringing in a child until like I was in this world, until like I was somebody who I could look up to and somebody that I would respect as a person and like my best, absolute best self. So like, There's so many things within healing. And if you guys, like, I talk about the separate things that you guys can do in so many other videos or in so many other podcasts, so that you guys can check them out. You guys can look at the different ones and the different experiences. My absolute favorite is these subconscious releases, where we can like go into your mind. You have an audio of somebody who actually knows what they're doing. Okay, because the subconscious is a really powerful thing, and if you don't work on it correctly, you can really you can mess up some stuff. It's a very powerful thing. It's some scary stuff. So you want to make sure you're working with somebody who actually knows what they're doing and can guide you through the process of bringing up a lot of these negative experiences, these past traumas that we've had and that we've gone through, and then kind of embodying them, feeling them, let them come over your body, and then running its natural course and feeling that relief. So yeah, guys, super quick podcast today. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking about the embodiment. Okay, so that's step one. Step one is healing, and then step two is embodying this new authentic character, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. All right, guys, so hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I will see you tomorrow.